Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast, presented by Apidura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Riva GPS, and Supernova. I'm Jenny Tuff, and I'm your host for the Transcontinental Race number 11. It's day 14. We are 2 weeks into the TCR, and the official finish is now only 5 days away. Our dots still out there will be working hard to make the cutoffs and try to get to Constanta on time to hit the dance floor at the finisher party. It's maybe my own opinion, but I think the cutoff chasers are the most impressive people in any ultra. It's much harder the longer you're out there. You ride through more storms and more hot afternoons. You have more accumulated fatigue from short sleeps. Your stomach has endured more days of inadequate nutrition from gas stations. And that's not to mention the emotional resilience needed to keep pushing so hard after the winner has already been crowned. So before we dive into today's episode, for the riders still out there who are listening to the podcast, I just want to let you know that I'm still watching your wee dots move across the map every day and cheering you on. Here's TCR veteran and this year's fifth place finisher, Christoph Strasser, cap number 2, with a message to all the riders still on the road.
You're tired, your emotions are negative, and I think it just helps to know that this is like the way it should be. You cannot be happy all the time. There are some negative emotions, are like everybody has them, and it's okay. You don't need to worry about your being negative. It's normal.
It's part of the race. It's part of the process.
Shout it out and talk about it and let it out of your mind and out of your body, and afterwards you will feel lighter again.
Do you do it? Do you shout?
Of course. Yeah? I'm shouting with my bike, I'm shouting with the traffic, I'm shouting with people. I mean, not on personally, but I'm just... if you have frustration inside you, it's better to let it out.
And also winning pair, caps 396, Oliver and Matt.
For those getting to the finish for the party, enjoy it. Just do the bare minimum you need to every day. Enjoy the views. Plan ahead. Yeah, and enjoy it.
Just after midday on day 14, the first pair of TCR number 11 crossed the finish line. Matthew Garthway and Oliver Hayward put in a consistent ride together in what was at times a tight race between a few pairs, but in the final 2 days, they really pulled ahead to get their finish stamps. Here they are with Sophie at the finish line.
Relieved of what, of being the first?
It's over. Don't have to ride my bike tomorrow. Don't have to go back to a hotel, think about filling in water bottles, getting my kit ready for tomorrow. Just chill out now and quit cycling forever.
Quit cycling?
Yep.
That's strong.
Yeah. I said it last year. Didn't happen. It will happen this year. I'm committed.
Do you think if you had ridden solo, would it have been different? Or
yeah, definitely. I think we both agreed that pair's been harder than doing it solo. I mean, obviously Matt's done it before solo, and I've done lots of other solo stuff, and yeah, the pair's been really hard actually.
Why is that?
It's a compromise all the time for either of you, depending on what choice you make. So when you're on your own, you do your thing. But yeah, you've always got to be thinking about the other person. And if you're not, there's sometimes consequences. So yeah, it just makes it harder. I knew it was going to be harder, and it was harder than I thought it was going to be as a pair.
Are you proud of yourself?
I'm just glad to be here, to be honest.
And you arrived as friends. Are you living as friends? Yes.
Yes.
There is not enough conviction in that answer.
It wasn't a good answer for me, was it? No.
It was a quick answer, though.
I mean, we've been in each other's company for, what is it, 13 days and 16 hours continuously, so...
How many minutes? Have you counted the minutes and the seconds?
I can't remember. It was on the card now, but yeah, it's been what you expect, really. I mean, that's certainly longer than I've ever spent with anybody else, like permanent company.
You are happy. You're tired, but you're happy.
Yeah. Give it a while. I might even contemplate doing it next year. No, I won't. No, that's definitely off the cards.
It's a strong no for me, ever doing it again. I know Matt's done it solo and as a pair now, but he's welcome to come back and do it solo.
Now we'll hear from some riders passing through Control Point 5 in Albania. It's quite hot in the Balkans today, and riders are taking the time to refuel and rehydrate before taking on the last stretch.
My cap number is 93. My name is Ellen Scher.
Okay, good to have you. So you've just made it to checkpoint 5.
Yeah.
How are the spirits? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually. I'm a bit surprised by that myself, because I didn't think that my body would feel like that by now. I'm in good spirits, I would say.
And you're almost 2 weeks in.
Yeah. So, I mean, I haven't done a race that is longer than 1,000K, so I was like, I don't know, I'm surprising myself a bit. So, like, if I can continue or not, you know, like, I see day by day. And yeah.
Okay. So you're still doubting if you can continue?
Somehow, I don't know. Somehow. No, I mean, I hope I can manage to do it. But, you know, like, I just have to see how my body feels every day. I don't want to force anything.
Okay. But I think if you made it here, I believe you need to make it all the way.
yeah, I hope so, you know, I hope, yeah.
And you're drinking an espresso right now.
Yeah.
So what's the fueling strategy with the coffee?
Yeah, it's like the fourth today, I think. Like, I'm trying to take quite a lot of caffeine, I guess, and yeah, drinking a lot of alcohol-free beer.
Yeah, we've seen you with the Bavaria Zero before. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm drinking quite a lot, I feel, so mm-hmm. that helps, I hope. But I mean, I think it's going to be 38 degrees today, so it's going to be super hot. Yeah. So let's see how the days continue.
Have you had the chance to try out some of the local foods, or are you mainly living off of McDonald's?
No, yeah, I just tried Burek today, for example, and I got one like at 4 or 3, 4 in the morning. It was like freshly baked, still warm. It was amazing.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm trying to get also some local stuff, but sometimes it's just McDonald's. Yeah. I mean,
when it has to be quick.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Because it would be a shame to ride through all this terrain
No. I want to see and enjoy as well. So
Yeah.
Bulgarian writer Georgi Stoichev, Cap 84, is looking forward to the final stretch on home soil.
Can you tell us how was the race until now?
I started pretty bad. I broke 2 spokes on day 1, and then I think it was the derailleur. So then the derailleur broke on the second night. I walked and fixed the spokes. Luckily I had spares, but then my derailleur broke and the hanger, so I had to hold my bike on my back, and then I made it to this town in 30 minutes and waited for the store to open. It took about 6 hours and another 2 to repair. I was actually googling one-way tickets from Oviedo to Bucharest, so I'm just happy to still be here. The race, I think I got better as the time went on. One of the keys to success was sleeping at hotels every night, taking care of hygiene, make sure I have all the supplies I need, and not really worrying about anybody else but myself and executing my plan. And I kept climbing up in the standings from what I see in every control besides the last one. So I'm happy. You know, I'm in the Balkans. I'm born in the Balkans, Bulgaria. So I'm really happy. And I'm elated to be here. I had a rough day yesterday. I missed the ferry. It was very hot by 4G in Italy, and a little bit issues with my Achilles, but I feel good today. Sleep does wonders to you.
Really nice. And what's your plan for now?
My plan is 300K a day. It's a 1200K, so finishing 4 days. Not push and just save myself, and maybe at the end go a little harder. And in Vrani, I was going to decide if I go by the Danube River or through Bulgaria. I think I'm going to stick with Danube River and stay in Bulgaria.
Pairs 381, Ben and Chris, are having a distinctly different experience of racing as a pair.
What was the toughest bit then?
I think finding our rhythm in like the first few days, maybe.
Okay.
Just like, yeah, getting into each other's, finding the same groove, you know, and then like had a few bits of different tiredness cycles. So someone like almost falling asleep in the morning, and then the other having to wait, and then that, obviously that swaps over and the other.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just got to be really patient with each other.
So have you raced solo before, or how come you've been here?
Not transcontinental. I raced Trans-Pyrenees and some other races.
Okay. So if you have some solo experience and now you're experiencing the pairs category, how do you feel about it? Is it an advantage or disadvantage? Or
I think there's definitely advantages of it, for sure. And like, we want to do it together. Like, yeah, we've always wanted to do TCR, sort of had our eyes on it in a way, hadn't we? And it kind of made sense. I think for this length of race, I think it's kind of nice to have someone with you.
Yeah, particularly like experience wise, more advantage experience wise, maybe if you want to race it, a bit of a disadvantage, but having a nice time, which is what that's for us, that's the goal rather than to race.
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah, I feel like if you were racing, I think it would be difficult.
Okay.
And then like,
just be tense.
Yeah, it'd be tense because you'd be like, you'd have highs and then they'd be having lows. And
Yeah, I think we had quite similar, like we chatted about it, what we wanted out of this experience quite a lot, like months before, you know, so I think we came in pretty well aligned. I think if And because, yeah, we used to live together and we live super close now and see a lot of each other. So I think we had like similar expectations to an extent, I think. Back me up here. So yeah, I think that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, we love each other.
No, but it seems like you're in a great headspace to raise and repair together. That works out pretty well. And you can save friends afterwards. Sounds great.
Yeah, some good singing yesterday. Forced me to sing at the top of my lungs for a bit.
I was like, you're like mumbling it. I was like, no, you're singing it. You're properly singing it.
What did you sing?
A couple of Robbie Williams tracks.
Nice. Yeah. Good choice. Nice.
Back in Constanta at the finish line, riders have been arriving all day, where our reporter Sophie is always there to greet and congratulate them and then start recording their immediate thoughts after 2 weeks on the road. Here's Cap 145, Ricardo Cujar.
You made it.
You've made it.
Congratulations. Well done.
I got the last gravel, a nice cut to finish.
Pinch flat.
Yeah, so maybe I didn't want to touch anything because I thought if this starts to come out again, actually.
Yeah. Whoa! Oh.
This is it.
What was it? Like a stone?
Do you not need to ride back to a hotel?
Oh, yeah. You should have thought about it before.
I don't want. No. I will order
no more riding.
Helicopter now.
Throw the bike in the sea.
Should we get
thanks
you inside?
Yeah.
Get you a cold beer.
What was your highlight of the race?
It was Assiette, actually. It was the hardest, but it was really great.
Do you have any advice to give to the other riders that are still out there?
To try to understand when your mind it's going in the wrong direction, because fortunately we are programmed so smart, like the human body, that you still have a part who tell you that all the other part of your brain is not working well, and so you have to listen to this small part of your brain and stop or take a hotel or do something else and not start to think about the routes or other stuff, because you're going to make big mistakes and actually make yourself big troubles.
Have you learned something during the race?
Yeah, you actually learn a lot, because you are in a place with yourself and with your thoughts. So it's a big moment to grow or to solve situation and things of your day by day living, of your family, of things. So it's one of the reasons why I'm doing that, because it's like some kind of meditation, a special one.
It's like therapy, fast therapy. Yeah,
yeah,
really efficient.
I mean, I'm grateful when I think, why am I doing that? Just the reason that I can do it, it's enough to do that, because you are 1% of 0.00% of the people who can do that. So if you are so lucky to be able to do it, and by the way, you enjoy and you have some moments with yourself, which are like, then do it. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, let's go drink.
And a green leaderboard rider, Cap 288, Ulf Bannick.
What is your ranking?
28. So I'm super happy, way better than expected. I was just aiming for the classification to just arrive here. And so I'm really happy that it worked out that well.
I remember when I saw you at CP4, you told me that your train ticket was after the finisher party, that you couldn't imagine before that you will be so fast.
Yeah.
And here you are, like in 28th position.
Yeah, so like 4 days earlier than expected. Yeah.
How do you feel? Like, do you feel proud? Do you feel?
I'm proud that, because like one kind of motivation was, okay, am I capable to do something like this? Because I heard of it and I'm quite new to the ultra racing, and so I wanted to check, okay, what can I do, like what am I capable of? And so for that I'm really proud.
What were you thinking on the last parkour, because you were about to arrive? What did you cry?
Maybe in the parkour a little bit before, because I was imagining, okay, how would it feel like this kind of relief, and also, okay, you did it, like you proved it to yourself. yeah, this was really emotional, so I was kind of preparing this. But arriving here, like, I was just tired and and annoyed by the last section of the parkour and just wanted to arrive and take a nap. So this, like, this image didn't come true, so I was kind of doing the emotional stuff before on my own with me on my bike.
How are you coming home? You just told me that you bought new tickets because you thought you will arrive after the finishing party, but you were way faster than that. Yeah. Why are you taking a train that is much longer than a flight?
Because I try to avoid taking the plane. Of course, not always, but when it's kind of possible.
And here's Christoph Strasser again, who finished a couple days ago and has had time to reflect on another TCR finish.
I remember the first time I raced, I had no idea I could finish. And when I reached the finish line, it was one of the big feeling I ever had. I guess you knew before this year at TCR that you were capable of reaching the finish line. But do you still find like big feeling when racing?
Yeah, honestly, the first TCR finish is the best one. I heard a lot of people talk about it and it's always the same. You cannot have the same amount of emotions again like in the first time, but I think honestly the biggest emotions and the biggest feelings and like the feeling of riding in the flow and the feeling of everything is fine and you just love the environment and you love your bike and you love your body and yourself and everything around you. You love all the people around you. These emotions are always coming during the race, I think. So maybe in special moments, in great landscapes, maybe in the night when the stars are shining and that stuff. These are the best moments. Not only the finish, but the best moments are during racing.
The finish is just the cherry on the cake.
Yes, it is, and hopefully some nice pictures and a good finisher's beer. But I think the reason for doing the race is not having the finish, but having the feelings on the road.
Cap 53, Raymond Deneux, and I am really sorry for my pronunciation.
Well done, first.
Thank you.
Did you expect it to arrive on Sunday?
I had no expectation. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, was it your first race?
Third.
Okay. What did you learn during TCR?
Well, it's my third participation, third time I finish, and it was good. It was very, very fast this year, and I've never ridden that much that fast on all three participations. The level was unbelievable.
How is it for you to cross that finish line for the third time compared to the previous ones?
Well, this year I do it a lot for a friend of my daughter's who got meningitis. And as a result, went into coma, cardiac arrest, and had all four limbs amputated. So I was riding for her because she will never ever be able to ride again. She was very sporty, and doing TCR allowed her to travel from her hospital bed.
Mm. I'm gonna try not to cry for the next question. It's you are on your own on your bike, but you definitely carry many people with you. Huh?
Yeah.
What are you going to do now?
I'd love to find a fresh fruit juices. I'd love to eat fruits. Sounds basic, but even before a shower, I need fruits.
Congratulations for making it first.
Thank you.
And there is a lot of people still out there riding. Do you have any advice to give them to help them keep going?
I hope that the people further back are more enjoying the moment and really getting to see the diversity of Europe, get to meet themselves, push their limits. As I always say, go the extra mile, it's never crowded. So it's try to enjoy and take it in.
The Lost Dot Media team are working all hours to make sure that every finisher is documented and celebrated. In Constanta, the incredible Sam Dugan came straight from the Tour de France film to shoot the finish line photos.
Hello, Sam. Who are you?
I am one of the photographers here at the finish line of TCR in the very hot beach resort in Romania.
Is it your first TCR as a photographer?
It's not my first TCR as a photographer. I shot the finish line of TCR number 8 in Burgas, which arguably was actually a lot warmer than this, so I really should not complain.
You are photographing many cycling events, including the Tour des Femmes. How is it different to be...
There's definitely a difference. I mean, this is a lot more rough and ready. It's not preened. It's very raw. It's very human. You've obviously still got a wide range of riders. You've got like ultra insanely full-time training people, but then you've also got a hell of a lot of normal people. And it's the mix of the stories that you get throughout the entire range of the race that just makes it one of the best kind of events to shoot for, from my perspective anyway.
What do you prefer?
No comment. No comment.
What's the process for you as a photographer on the finish line?
Yeah, so aside from constantly checking the live tracking and making sure I don't miss anyone, it is just like waiting out for people to roll in. And it's always really fun to see like the different emotions and hear the different experiences that people have had. You literally have every kind of rider, personality and mood turn up at the finish line. Some people, I often like look at them and think, what type of person would I be at the finish line? I'd like to think that I'd be a happy person, but I don't know. There's a lot of people that are quite close to the line that I'm like, oh yeah, that also seems quite relatable. But then that's also part of the story. If everyone crossed the finish line happy, I feel like everyone would kind of come here with the same story. It's the fact that, you know, for some people they love the gravel bits, some people really don't. It's hearing the highlights and lowlights from each rider that I just really enjoy.
And you are doing the portrait of every rider's,
yeah,
to compare it with the portrait before the race.
Yeah.
Do you notice some differences?
I definitely notice the differences. People still reluctant to have photos taken. I feel like many cyclists aren't necessarily the most camera friendly people, but I really quite like the finishers' portraits because they're also too tired to care. Like, there's some reluctance at times, but I think my favorite part of it is, so I get a little chair, I sit it down, I get the riders to come over. And I think my favourite time to get the photo isn't when they're already sat in the chair, it's that first second that they kind of sit down, because often they haven't really had a chance to relax yet and they just sort of sit down and everything, you can just see everything sort of wash over their body at that split second that they take that first seat. So yeah, that's one of my favourite moments.
And is it when you take the picture?
Yeah, I'm constantly shooting, always shooting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Time for our voice note postcard. Today we have a message sent in from Cap 48, Michael Kopolov, who as I record this is covering a lot of ground in Italy and making his way to the fourth parkour.
Hello, it's Michael Kopolov, cap number 48 in this year's TCR race. I am well. I'm still racing. I'm still having a good time. And yes, I'm still finding it very difficult. I think what I'm finding difficult at the moment is the relentless heat in Italy. It's been really difficult to kind of keep going, keep hydrated, and kind of make the miles that I need to each day. I'm out of GC. I made the first checkpoint in the Picos di Europa, but then I really needed to sleep. So I lost quite a bit of time catching up on some sleep. And then by CP2, I wasn't there on time. But I'm continuing to race forwards. I'm making this voice note from a campsite just outside Siena. I've been really tired again, so today I've decided to have a rest day, which is something I didn't anticipate doing before the race, but it's been good to get lots of sleep, have a little swim in a pool that's on the campsite here, and wash all my clothing. And then it means that in the early hours of tomorrow morning, I can carry on. I can hit the Siena parkour before the heat of the day builds up, and get myself down to the south of Italy eventually. So continuing to push, continuing to enjoy it. And I've got a great WhatsApp support group who are just motivating me the whole time. And it's great knowing that I've got a dot watcher who's watching me on these very lonely stretches, because I think what people might not notice is if you're racing out here, you might see loads of dots across the screen. But in reality, I only see about one racer every 2 or 3 days. So it's great to know that I've got someone watching over me, making sure that they know where I am the whole time. So that's really great. Yeah, thanks for listening, and good luck to all the other racers out there.
If you had to describe TCR in one word, what would it be?
Challenging.
Super extreme.
Horrendous.
Eye-opening.
Overwhelming.
Camaraderie.
And now for Sophie's recap of the day.
Today was another day at the finish line for me. So at the Zoom Beach Club on a Sunday, there was a really interesting mix of people, the one in bikini and the riders of the day still wearing their bib shorts. The riders who arrived the previous day are now jumping in the waves of the Black Sea, like all the tourists out there, but they don't fully blend into the crowd just yet with their TCR tan, quite recognizable. So the tan goes from the ankle to the mid-thighs, from the wrist to mid-arm, and with a really, really tan face. So please, for the riders still out there, don't forget the sunscreen. Protect your skin. Some lucky riders are staying here until the finisher party within 4 days now. So they welcome the other riders and finally they get some chill time when others, like Yana Cap 1, have to rush back home to work on Monday. That girl can do it all. Or other riders have to go back home quickly also, like Jake Cap 76, to get married in 2 weeks. So many different congratulations to you, Jake. Don't you worry. I won't tell what was the biggest event this year for you. My lips are sealed. I also won't tell to your best man the story about when you got caught in the wood in desperate time. You wouldn't want that story on his speech at your wedding, I guess. And good call on waiting after the race to get your wedding suits, because with 5 kilo less, it's probably better that way. Congrats again. Speaking of wedding, I would like to announce to Cap 206 Kalum sister that your brother is expecting to arrive in the night, so if he's late at your wedding, TCR is not responsible. On the finish line, there was some I'm proud of myself, but really whispered, as if riders had to apologize for being proud. But most of the riders had their big moments of emotion on the last kilometers before reaching the finish line, when they finally let themselves realize that they actually made it. Yes, they made it. I myself always feel just tired and empty on the finish line of a race, as you kind of give it all before and your body just doesn't have any energy left to feel emotion. So enjoy the good cry, sing out loud of happiness, be proud of yourself, scream it on the last parcours and take it all in. Our first pair, Oliver and Matthew, Cap 396, arrived today, and I precise, together. Although after 14 days almost together, they booked a separate room, enjoying finally a little privacy. The second pair should arrive tomorrow. Out there, it's still very, very hot. Ella Brown, Cap 299, had the record temperature on her GPS today, 44 degrees. There is 235 active riders out there. 44 have arrived now. All I can see now on the internet is picture of punctures, but I still managed to find something for the Gossip Girl moment. Nico, Cap 80, sent a package to himself before the start in Spain to the finish line. So I know now that the delivery time of UPS is more than 13 days, 3 hours and 15 minutes. Our riders are apparently so fast that they are faster than the UPS trucks. Jenny, jingle please. The Fashion Awards goes to David Chan, Cap 6, for his Harry Potter t-shirt. Well, if you know, you know. The bravery badge of the days goes to all the volunteers of the race for their 8 hour shift from midnight to 8 a.m., for their smiles, for the energy they make sure to pass on to every single rider, also for the interview they record to make sure that all voices are heard. But a special mention to the volunteers at the finish line who have listened to the Beach Club music all day and all night. Big up to our Lanterne Rouge, rider Ellen, Cap 82. So I did some research, and the term Lanterne Rouge comes from the railways of the 19th century. Back then, the last carriage of the train carried a small red lantern at the rear. This light signaled the railway workers that the train was complete and that no cars had accidentally detached. Ellen is still very much attached to TCR, so keep up the good work. That's it for tonight. I'm sleeping for the first time in 13 days in the same bed. Good night and good ride, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Lost Dot Podcast. You can stay up to date with the race on our blog and social channels, where the Lost Dot team are reporting on stories from our riders throughout the day. Thanks to our race partners, Apadura, Albion, Curve, Peak Design, POC, Rive TPS, and Supernova. To all of our riders out there, stay safe, keep going, and yes, you do have time for a quick swim if the opportunity presents.